The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. I'm Matt and I am here to get you through our week 15 preview. We're going to look at games of the week, some sit start suggestions. I'll make my picks against the spread and we will do all of that following a quick recap of not just Thursday night football, but we had a trio of Saturday football games. Thursday night football featured a matchup of the 5-8 Los Angeles Chargers at the 5-8 Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders were coming off a game where they were held scoreless. Chargers coming off a huge loss to the Broncos. Both teams pretty much on the outside looking in for the playoffs. I was expecting kind of a crummy game. No Justin Herbert. We got Easton Stick as a starter. No Keenan Allen. No Josh Jacobs. The Raiders came out hard, 21-0 after one quarter, 42-0 at the half. They won 63-21. Brandon Staley and GM Tom Telesco were fired by the Chargers on Friday morning. Be interesting to see where they go from here. Chargers 5-9, pretty well out of the playoff picture. 6-8 for the Raiders. They're pretty much out of the playoff picture as well. Hard to imagine that you could get into the AFC playoffs with less than 10 wins, especially with all the teams that are already sitting at 7-8 wins. But was kind of a shocking result. On Saturday, we had a trio of games, all of them covered by NFL Network. All of them had playoff implications. In the first one, the Minnesota Vikings at the Cincinnati Bengals, both teams 7-6, fighting for wild card spots. Minnesota built a pretty good lead, but the Bengals came back, forced it to overtime, and got the 27-24 victory. Bengals now 8-6, giving them a little bit of a leg up in that AFC wildcard race. Minnesota 7-7, not in terrible shape, given kind of where the wildcard battle is in the NFC, but they have two of their last three games against the Detroit Lions. That probably will give them a moment of pause. They went to Nick Mullins in this game. I'm not sure that was a huge upgrade over what they were getting from Josh Dobbs. Middle game was all AFC playoff implications as the Pittsburgh Steelers came to battle the Indianapolis Colts. Another game, the Steelers took an early lead, actually up 13-0. End up losing 30-13, third straight loss for Pittsburgh. They dropped from being in the number five position in the AFC playoff race to on the outside looking in, now just 7-7. Colts move up to 8-6. If things don't work out for the Jaguars on Sunday night tonight, we could see them being in a record-wise tie for first place could be very interesting. Last few weeks, the Colts, of course, lost both games to the Jaguars this season, which is a big deficit if they're trying to get to the division. But they are getting in better shape to get a wild card berth. The last game of the night's Denver Broncos at the Detroit Lions. Lions have struggled a little bit lately. They did not struggle on Saturday night. They put up 42 points in a 42-17 win. Denver had been hot coming in, had won six of the last seven games. This is a huge loss. Drops them back to 7-7. Like Pittsburgh, they now have a very tough road trying to get to the playoffs. Denver will be in primetime again next week. They play at home on Christmas Eve night, Christmas Eve, a Sunday, against the Patriots. They have three very winnable games. Patriots, those Chargers who just changed head coaches, and then they end at the Raiders. If they win those, they can still get to 10 wins. But it's going to be a tough road in the AFC. A little bit of a setback for Denver and Pittsburgh and Minnesota in their playoff hopes. A big step forward for Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Detroit. Detroit plays Minnesota two of the last three. The other game in there is the Dallas Cowboys. They are 10-4 with a Seahawks loss today. They are into the playoffs. couple other scenarios. They definitely want to win their own division. I think a win next week against Minnesota would go a long way toward locking that up and getting them a top four seed and at least a home game. They still have an outside shot at the number one overall seed, but I think that's going to be a little bit of a tough road to go. But that's a look at what we've seen already this week. Already four big games in the books that had major implications. Now let's look at games of the week. As I mentioned, you know, we've seen four big games, but we have a lot of games to go. I'm going to start with the early window here. The one that caught my eye, 6-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 6-7 Green Bay Packers. And I know you've got to be thinking, really? But 6-7 is good enough to be a leader in the NFC South. And in fact, that's what the Buccaneers are. They are currently, by tiebreaker, atop their division. Packers, meanwhile, are part of a big gaggle of teams fighting for a wild card spot. As I mentioned, 7-7 would kind of currently get you in. I think there's big implications for both teams as Tampa Bay wants to stay on top of its division and the Packers want to try to stay in the wild card race. Both teams beat up a little bit. I like this as a very interesting game. In the afternoon window, 10-3 Dallas Cowboys, fresh off a huge victory over the Philadelphia Eagles last week, will go to battle the 7-6 Buffalo Bills. Bills got a big one of their own over the Chiefs last week. They really need to keep winning to put pressure on to get into that race. Getting to 8-6 would help give them a little bit of a leg up to do that. Sunday Night Football, a huge divisional leader matchup. The 10-3 Baltimore Ravens, currently the number one seed in the AFC, go to battle the 8-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. I mentioned the Jags have lost two straight. They're still atop the division. They'd still be atop the division, even with a loss this week, but they would probably lose any outside shot at moving toward the number one seed. The Ravens, meanwhile, want to keep putting distance between themselves, the Dolphins, the Chiefs, everybody else who is fighting for that top spot. That bye does a lot for teams. Monday Night Football, they flexed this one into Monday night. It was originally supposed to be the Chiefs versus the Patriots, which you can understand why the NFL liked this matchup better. We get the 10-3 Philadelphia Eagles at the 6-7 Seattle Seahawks. You know, the Eagles coming off of a tough loss. They need to keep winning to keep pace with the 49ers to keep up their chances of returning as a number one seed. Seattle, meanwhile, 6-7. I have mentioned it a few times for the NFC. You are not out of the playoff race there. You're in the thick of it. But the Seahawks, another team that have lost a lot of games consecutively, they're tracking to potentially get Geno Smith back in this one. But they need wins. Will they get it? I guess we will find out. So that's a look at some of the big games that are coming today and tomorrow, as we continue our three consecutive days of relevant football. You're welcome as we get close to Christmas. Probably get some of the same things again next week. In fact, I know we will. We get games on Saturday the 23rd that are going to be kind of fun. Then a lot of games on Christmas Eve the 24th and a few games on Christmas Day the 25th. So three days of football each of the weekends gives us a lot to follow, especially at a crucial point in the year. So that's a look at the games of the week. Now let's talk some sit start. My sit start suggestions did not pan out just as I had hoped last week. I went 0-4 with my start suggestions, 2-2 with sits, 2-4 overall. So hoping for a lot better this week. Let's dive in. At quarterback, my start this week is Matthew Stafford. Stafford led the Rams to the Super Bowl a couple of seasons ago, but he's been kind of quiet since, as the Rams are kind of competing for this playoff slot. They come in 6-7 with a lot of moxie. They have a healthy Cooper Kupp and emerging Puka Nacua, and we've seen his numbers rise these past 3 weeks. Stafford has 23 or more points. In the last 2 weeks, he has 30 or more points. This week, the Rams are facing a Commanders defense that, let's face it, doesn't have a lot of defense. They've allowed high-flying offenses, and I like Stafford this week, especially given that we are in a dubious quarterback landscape right now, especially for fantasy. My sit is Trevor Lawrence of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Lawrence is less than 2 weeks removed from a really big injury playing on Sunday Night Football against a tough Ravens defense. The Ravens have allowed some people to put up points, including Matthew Stafford last week, but others have struggled. No Christian Kirk for the Jaguars. I think Lawrence is a solid super flex option, but I am not trusting him as a top 12 guy. Moving on to running backs, my start this week is Rashad White of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As the Buccaneers have been battling for a playoff spot down the stretch, we've seen White really pick up his game. He's sitting as running back 4 on the season. The Buccaneers have had a big game with the Packers on Sunday, and White figures to be a huge part of what they're doing. The Packers have also not been very good against the run. White has been getting better and better as a rusher, also has been involved as a passer. I am firing him up. My sit this week was actually Najee Harris. He has done some good things, but he's been banged up and hasn't been consistent. He only had 33 yards on Sunday, only putting up less than 4 points. He's RB30 on the season with less than 10 points in 3 of his last 4 games. He continued that 4 of his last 5. So that ended up being a call that worked out for me. Gives me a little bit of hope and confidence going into this week. Wide receivers, I am firing up Deebo Samuel. The 49ers are on a roll. The team is incredibly talented, and Samuel is a huge part of that. He's had more than 20 points in each of the last 3 games and more than 30 points in the last 2 weeks. The 49ers are competing for the number 1 overall seed, and they're playing a Cardinals team this week that has just struggled mightily all season. I really like Samuel. My sit, and this probably isn't a huge surprise given what I said about Lawrence, but I'm sitting Calvin Ridley. You know, he has struggled this season a lot more than we thought. He has huge games. He has 4 games with 20 or more points, but he also has 7 games with less than 10 points. That includes the last 2 weeks with Kirk out. He and Zay Jones just haven't been able to get it going. Jaguars pass offense is in a little bit of a funk too. I'm just not trusting him as a top 24 play this week. Moving on to tight ends. Trey McBride, the rookie, really taken off. He's already tight end 10 on the season. They recently released veteran Zach Ertz. I think it's wheels up for McBride. The Cardinals just continuing to get him involved, and they will likely need to throw a lot this week against the 49ers. My sit, meanwhile, Logan Thomas of the Washington Commanders. Look, the Washington Commanders passing game is too inconsistent for me. The team has Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson, running backs, Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibson, all vying for targets along with Thomas and other tight ends. I know Brian Robinson is out this week, but there's still a lot of mouths to feed. He could have a top 12 game, but there's just not enough consistent target share and production week to week to justify feeling good about starting him, especially in a fantasy playoff week. So unfortunately, he is on my bench. That does it for my sit start suggestions. Let's go ahead and look at my picks against the spread. I came back strong last week, 9-5. That got me back to 104-104. So far, I am 3-1 on this week. I took the Raiders -2.5. They obviously won by quite a bit. I took the Vikings +3.5. They lost, but only by 3. I took the Colts -2.5. They won by quite a bit. My one failing was I took the Broncos +4.5. I thought they would win outright or at least keep it close. Neither of those things happened. So I'm 107-105 right now going into Sunday. First game up is Chicago Bears at the Cleveland Browns. I'm taking the Browns -3.5. Next, the Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers. I'm taking the Falcons -3.5. I mentioned I like Tampa Bay in this one. Tampa Bay at Green Bay, I'm taking the Buccaneers +3.5. The Houston Texans are going to battle the Titans. The Texans are beat up. Case Keenum starting today. I am taking the Titans -2.5 off of an emotional Monday Night Football victory. In Miami, the Dolphins are back home facing a Jets team that seems to be figuring some things out. I think Miami will win, but it's an 8.5 point spread. I don't feel good about that large point spread, so I'm taking the Jets +8.5. The New York Giants at the New Orleans Saints. I'm taking the Giants +4.5. I think the Saints can get the outright win, but the Giants have been playing better of late. Another one, the point spread's just too big. The Patriots are +9.5 over the Chiefs. That's the number that I took. I think the Chiefs win, but I don't know that they win by 10 points. They've been struggling a little bit. Commanders at the Rams. I mentioned how much I like the Rams. I'm taking them -6.5. 49ers at the Cardinals. I'm taking the 49ers -13.5. It's a huge spread, but they are just so good. Cowboys at the Bills. I think the Bills are playing with a lot of moxie. I'm taking Buffalo minus 2.5. I think we could see Dallas have a little bit of a letdown after a big emotional win over the Eagles. Ravens travel to battle the Jaguars. I'm taking the Ravens minus 3.5. And finally, Monday Night Football. The Eagles into play the Seahawks. I think the Eagles are going to want to bounce back. And I just think the Seahawks, you know, some of their magic is running out. So I'm taking Philadelphia minus 3.5. Well, that'll do it for picks against the spread. That hopefully gets you all ready for week 15. We still have 12 huge games between today and tomorrow, 11 on the slate today, and one big Monday Night Football game. Crucial week for fantasy, crucial week for the NFL. That makes it a lot of fun. Before we get out of here, I will end with a quick movie corner. It's becoming the most wonderful time of the year for movies. A lot of big things opening or will be opening. And tonight, Eric and I on This Week at the Movies will be looking at Wonka, the new prequel that tells the kind of origin story for a younger Willy Wonka starring Timothée Chalamet. That opened wide in theaters on Friday. I enjoyed that one, but you'll hear my full thoughts tonight. We're also going to be looking at the Netflix film Maestro, which opens officially on Wednesday, December 20th. That one has some huge Oscar buzz. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. As for the movies that are out right now that I've seen that we're not covering on the show, I saw Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget. I actually thought that was a fun and worthy sequel to 2000 film Chicken Run from Aardman Animation. A lot of different voices in the cast in this one, but it was a fun story, one you can stream right now on Netflix. So I also enjoyed, for what it is, The Family Plan, which is on Apple TV Plus. Mark Wahlberg, Michelle Monaghan, kind of a fun story about a retired assassin whose former life comes uncovered, and now he's a family man trying to make a different life. It was fun. There were some breezy action set pieces. Wahlberg and Monaghan have some good chemistry together in that one. So you know, very enjoyable. It's getting to be that kind of time of year where you're looking for things that you can just relax and enjoy. And that was some of the ones that I liked this week. Well, that'll do it for this Sunday. Wish you guys all the best as you compete for your fantasy titles and as you will your teams into the NFL playoffs. We'll see you again next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.